Welcome to the Real Estate Trainer Podcast with your host, Brian Eisenhower. This podcast is brought to you by Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. ICC provides customized and structured coaching and training programs for real estate agents and team leaders, representing many of the top producing agents in North America. ICC also offers broker and owner consulting on agents recruiting, training, and retention. For more info, visit EisenhowerCoaching.com or find us on Facebook.
Hi, my name is Brad Baldwin. I'm with Eisenhower Coaching Consulting. And today on ICC TV, we're going to talk about lead generation conversion ratios. Okay, so the amount of number of contacts, how many number of contacts per hour that it takes to get the appointments that you need in order to take the amount of listings that you need to take in order to get the amount of income you need for to hit your goals. But before we get started, make sure you smash that subscribe button and ring the bell so you can get these videos week after week after week. We produce a lot of videos here at ICC TV on a lot of different topics. We want to make sure that you're not missing out. And if you have a question about anything that we talk about, make sure that you comment below. We answer every comment in the comment box. You can email us, call us. We'll make sure that we return your questions. That's what we're here to do. We're here to help. So let's talk about it. You know, as being in the coaching industry for some time now and just being around real estate now for the past 20 years or so, I get a question a lot of how many contacts should I be making? All right, or how I'm making this amount of contacts, is this good? Those are very loaded questions at first, but I'm gonna go through today a little bit about how many contacts you should be making per hour in appointments to listings at different phases that you're in your real estate career. Now, let's say that you're a brand new agent. You just got your real estate license and your background is not in a sales profession prior to coming into real estate. And you're just starting to do some outbound prospecting. And let's clear that up for a second. When I say outbound prospecting, that could be to anybody. That could be to for sale by owners. That could be to your sphere of influence database, which that's what we really want you to be talking to, your sphere of influence database. That could be expireds. It could be circle prospecting. It could also be online leads that come in. And when I say that, I'm talking about forced registration leads from a pay-per-click thing. They get to your website. They do a couple things. They're like, hey, I need some contact information. It could be those forced registration pay-per-click leads. So when I say online leads, that's the kind of online leads I'm talking about. We're just talking about leads that come in from either forced registration, pay-per-click, or outbound leads that you do when you're making your calls to your SOI, your for sale by owners, or your expireds. So when you just get started, 10 times out of 10, you probably don't know what to say, okay? And when you don't know what to say, you either kind of fumble it, or you're not talking to enough people because you're nervous. When I get a new client that's not used to prospecting, we find out most of the time, I want to say 98% of the time, they don't know what to say. And if they don't know what to say, their mind up here is going to say, don't say that. Okay, so then they just don't want to say anything at all, or it takes them a long time and they're very nervous when they're talking on the phone and it just doesn't come out clear. All right, so first off, let's just take that person for instance. We're going to call that the beginner. Okay, and we're going to use BG for short for beginner. All right, so the beginner person is more than likely going to be making 1 to 5 contacts per hour. It's not a lot, but hey, they're doing something and that's great. And like I said, they don't know what to say, right? So you're gonna have to make a lot of contacts in order to get the appointment. What we found out is that as someone's just starting out with no sales training or anything, they really need to be, they're gonna have to make about 150 contacts to get one appointment. So 150 contacts to get one appointment. And let's talk about one thing here. Let me back up a few steps. for those of you that are new to us here at ICC TV, when we talk about contacts and lead generation and things of that nature, we're always generating for listings. Most of the time, unless you're maybe you're a buyer agent, you're following up on some in-force registration pay-per-click leads, the outbound lead generation that we're talking about is always going to be for listings. The listings are always going to be bringing in your buyers. So when I say appointments, I mean listing appointments and listings taken. So back to what I was saying about the beginner, we're doing 150 to one, 150 contacts to one appointment. We found out that they need to go on 10 appointments to take four listings. So 10 appointments to take four listings is not quite 50%. And that's at the beginner level. This is somebody that doesn't even really know what to say. They might have somewhat come across our scripts and might have those, and they're just learning them. They're just starting their career as a real estate agent. That's the kind of results that you probably will be getting. Let's move on to the next step. So now you've gotten some experience under your belt. You know, you've maybe bought some of our online courses. You may be enrolled in our role play group, and you're starting to learn scripts and dialogues. And your sales experience when you're going out there and talking to clients is starting to improve. And what we call this is moderate. And usually sometimes when a person starts coming into our one-on-one coaching program, that's our executive level coaching program, they usually fall in this category. They know what scripts are, they've said scripts, they've gone on some appointments, and they're doing pretty well. What you need to expect then at that person, you're just your average person who's prospecting daily with moderate skills. We're gonna start with contacts first. So contacts, remember this is moderate, average, whatever you wanna call it, your normal realtor. The amount of contacts that they usually been doing is about 6 to 8 per hour, okay, per hour. Their ratios on contacts to appointment is getting better. We're at 70 to 1. So for every 70 contacts, they're getting one listing appointment. Okay? And then for every 10 listing appointments, they're taking about 6 listings. Those are not bad stats. You can make a pretty good living off those stats. In fact, like I said, you're average. You're doing okay. Certainly, you've got a lot of potential in that. And I think when you register, you know, for a free 30-minute coaching consultation, which you can do by commenting below or going to our website, therealestatetrainer.com, and registering there, we'll give you a free 30-minute coaching evaluation. You're going to find out that a good coach, a good real estate coach, can find that potential in you and really start to develop things that you never even know that you could do and push you to that next level, along with training that can help you. And that's what we do here at ICC. And what I want to go over now is what we typically say what our coaching clients are doing. And we'll tie all this back in together here in just a second. But let me give you some numbers of what our coaching clients are doing. Most of our one-on-one coaching clients are receiving this results. So let me show you what they're doing. We're gonna call this expert. This is our one-on-one coaching clients. This is solid members in the role play group. These are people that really, really pour into this and really want to up their skills. So they hired a coach and we're working on their sales skills. We're working on their scripts. We're working on those objection handlers. We're keeping them accountable to the amount of lead generation they do, because experience, believe it or not, will naturally help you get better too. If you're lead generating 2 to 3 hours a day consistently week after week after week, you're going to get a lot better on what to say. Okay, your mind's going to say, hey, I have no problems talking about this because I've said it 100 times, not only my role play partners and my coach, but actual live one-on-one clients too. Let me give you some of the results that they're getting. So contacts, 9 to 11 per hour. So if you've been following ICC TV for a while, we have what we call the 20 day contact form, which all of our clients fill out every day as they're prospecting, right? Most of our coaching clients are only prospecting 2 hours, maybe 3 hours a day, because they're making their 20 contacts pretty quick, okay? As you can see. And now we look at the amount of contacts that they make to get on the listing appointments. Okay, so now this is where this really gets interesting, is the amount of listing appointments per listing. For every 10 listing appointments that they set, they're taking 8 listings. Okay, so every 10 appointments, you get a 10 to 8. That means that they're getting a 10 to 8 ratio, okay? So 8 listings. So every 10 appointments they go on, they get 8 listings. Okay, so that's 80% of the listing appointments that they go on, they close the listing. Now, I get this all the time. People are going, well, I close 90 to 95% of my listing appointments, and I haven't role played once. Well, I'm going to tell you one thing right now. You're not talking to enough people, right? Because you have to talk to people that you don't know in order to grow. If you're getting only come list me's, you know, hey, come list my house and say things of that nature, you're not talking to enough people. You're not doing the lead generation that needs to be done, because you're going to go up against other agents when you start doing some outbound prospecting, expireds for sale by owner, circle prospectings. Maybe even your SOI gets so big that you might be competing against other agents when you're doing referral. And your sales skills have to get better in order to grow, okay? So coming into our coaching program, not only are we going to teach you how to improve your ratios and work less hours by improving your skills, that's the thing. They're all working the same hours. The beginner person is probably working more hours than the expert person, and it's not because of leverage. It's just the expert person, our one-on-one coaching clients, they know what to say and they know how to do it better. Right? Their skills are better. And whenever you're improving your skills, your income is bound to go up because you're going on more appointments. So that's the key to the whole thing. So I hope this answered your questions. How many average contacts per hour should I be making, and where do I lie in the process? And I'm gonna tell you one thing right now. If you're one of those beginners or moderate people and you want the results that our coaching clients are getting, comment below and sign up for that 30-minute free coaching call. Give us a call on our website, okay? Get on our website, call us, email us, text us. We'll have a consultation with you and show you what an ICC coach can do for you, okay? And get you to that next level so you can be making the money that you deserve. Again, I'm Brad Baldwin with Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting, and live fierce. I'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Real Estate Trainer Podcast, sponsored by Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. For more information about real estate coaching or to watch Brian's training videos, check out therealestatetrainer.com or find us on social media. And remember, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you get the latest episodes as soon as they're available.